Aries, March 21 to April 19. Climate change is dramatically altering the Earth. People born today will experience 3 times as many floods and droughts as someone born in 1960, as well as 7 times more heat waves. In urgent efforts to find a cure, scientists are generating outlandish proposals, planting mechanical trees, creating undersea walls to protect melting glaciers from warm ocean water, dimming the sun with airborne calcium carbonate, and covering Arctic ice with a layer of glass. In this spirit, I encourage you to incite unruly and even unorthodox brainstorms to solve your personal dilemmas. Be wildly inventive and creative. Taurus, April 20 to May 20. When love is not madness, it is not love, wrote Spanish author Pedro Calderón de la Barca. In my opinion, that's naive, melodramatic nonsense. I will forgive him for his ignorance, since he worked as a soldier and celibate priest in the 17th century. The truth is that yes, love should have a touch of madness. But when it has more than a touch, it's usually a fake kind of love, rooted in misunderstanding, immaturity, selfishness, and lack of emotional intelligence. In accordance with astrological factors, I assign you Tauruses to be dynamic practitioners of genuine togetherness in the coming months, with hints of madness and wildness, yes, but mostly big helpings of mutual respect, smart compassion, tender care, and a knack for dealing maturely with disagreements. Gemini, May 21 to June 20, Gemini author Ian S. Thomas writes, "There are 2 things everyone has. One is the great sadness and the other is how weird I really am. But only some of us are brave enough to talk about them. The coming weeks will be a favorable time to ripen your relationship with these 2 things, Gemini. You will have the extra gravitas necessary to understand how vital they are to your full humanity. You can also express and discuss them in meaningful ways with the people you trust." Cancer, June 21 to July 22, a self-fulfilling prophecy happens when the expectations we embrace actually come to pass. We cling so devotedly to a belief about what will occur that we help generate its literal manifestation. This can be unfortunate if the anticipated outcome isn't good for us. But it can be fortunate if the future we visualize upgrades our well-being. I invite you to ruminate on the negative and positive projections you're now harboring. Then shed the former and reinforce the latter. Leo, July 23, August 22. The holy book of the Zoroastrian religion describes a mythical mountain, Hara Berizeti. It's the geographic center of the universe. The sun hides behind it at night. Stars and planets revolve around it. All the world's waters originate at its peak. Hara Berizeti is so luminous and holy that no darkness can survive there, nor can the false gods abide. I would love for you to have your own version of Hara Berizeti, Leo. A shining source of beauty and strength in your inner landscape. I invite you to use your imagination to create this sanctuary within you. Picture yourself having exciting, healing adventures there. Give it a name you love. Call on its invigorating presence when you need a sacred boost. Virgo, August 23 Sept. 22. Virgo journalist Anthony Lloyd has spent a lot of time in war zones, so it's no surprise he has bleak views about human nature. He makes the following assertion: "We think we have freedom of choice, but really most of our actions are puny meanderings in the prison yard built by history and early experience. I agree that our conditioning and routines prevent us from being fully liberated. But most of us have some capacity for responding to the raw truth of the moment and are not utterly bound by the habits of the past. At our worst, we have 20% access to freedom of choice. At our best, we have 70%. I believe you will be near the 70% levels in the coming weeks, dear Virgo." Libra, September 23, October 22, Libra poet T.S. Eliot wrote the iconic narrative poem, The Wasteland. One part of the story takes place in a bar near closing time. Several times, the bartender calls out, "Hurry up, please, it's time." He wants the customers to finish their drinks and leave for the night. Now imagine I'm that bartender standing near you. I'm telling you, hurry up, please, it's time. What I mean is that you are in the climactic phase of your astrological cycle. You need to finish this chapter of your life story so you can move on to the next one. Hurry up, please, it's time, means you have a sacred duty to resolve, as best you can, every lingering confusion and mystery. Scorpio, October 23, November. 21. Addressing a lover, Scorpio poet Margaret Atwood says, I would like to walk with you through that lucent wavering forest of blue-green leaves with its watery sun and three moons, towards the cave where you must descend, towards your worst fear. That is a bold declaration. Have you ever summoned such a deep devotion for a loved one? You will have more power and skill than usual to do that in the coming months. Whether you want to or not is a different question. But yes, you will be connected to dynamic magic that will make you a brave and valuable ally. Sagittarius, November 22 Dec. 21, Sagittarian theologian N.T. Wright writes, The great challenge to self-knowledge is blind attachment to our virtues. It is hard to criticize what we think are our virtues. Although the spirit languishes without ideals, idealism can be the greatest danger. In my view, that statement formulates a central Sagittarian challenge. On the one hand, you need to cultivate high ideals if you want to be exquisitely yourself. On the other hand, you must ensure your high ideals don't become weapons you use to manipulate and harass others. Author Howard Bloom adds more. Watch out for the dark side of your own idealism and of your moral sense, he writes. Both come from our arsenal of natural instincts. And both easily degenerate into an excuse for attacks on others. Now is a good time for you to ponder these issues. Capricorn, December 22, Jan. 19, Capricorn playwright and novelist Rose Franken said, Anyone can be passionate, but it takes real lovers to be silly. That's interesting, because many traditional astrologers say that Capricorns are the least likely zodiac sign to be silly. Speaking from personal experience, though, I have known members of your tribe to be goofy, nutty, and silly when they feel comfortably in love. An old Capricorn girlfriend of mine delighted in playing and having wicked good fun. Wherever you rank in the annals of wacky Capricorns, I hope you will consider expressing these qualities in the coming weeks. Romance and intimacy will thrive if you do. Aquarius, January 20, Feb. 18. As I work on writing new books, I often draw on inspirations that flow through me as I take long hikes. The vigorous exercise shakes loose visions and ideas that are not accessible as I sit in front of my computer. Aquarian novelist Charles Dickens was an adherent of this approach. At night, he liked to walk around London for miles, marveling at the story ideas that welled up in him. I recommend our strategy to you in the coming weeks, Aquarius. As you move your body, key revelations and enriching emotions will well up in you. Pisces, February 19 to March 20. The coming months will be an excellent time to build, discover, and use metaphorical bridges. To get in the mood, brainstorm about every type of bridge you might need. How about a connecting link between your past and future? How about a nexus between a task you must do and a task you love to do? And maybe a conduit between two groups of allies that would then serve you even better than they already do? Your homework is to fantasize about three more exciting junctions, combinations, or couplings. Homework. Do you have the power and know how to offer beautiful forms of love? Newsletter.freewillastrology.com